I am here in studio with special guest Art Joseph of Norwell. Thanks so much for joining us today. And that's the famous Joseph family. Generations know him as that great gas station and service station right in the center of town. You still have that big Pontiac sign up there, too.
Yeah, it's still up there. No one's knocked it down yet.
That is so cool. Now, you're very involved in things in town and making sure that you're a community volunteer because you've got your fingers in a lot of things that do good things and you support a lot of operations. One of them is CERT, and that is a training program, and it's a program that's run in a number of area towns. Community Emergency Response Team. That sounds like a pretty big name. What does CERT team members do?
Yeah, Christine. CERT team members are a group of people that are picked as volunteers, trained to supplement first responders. Each town has different risk factors and how they use them. In Norwell, for example, we would be the ones that would run our cooling centers in the summer, warming charging centers in the winter, outside of normal hours at the Council on Aging or the library. We've been called to man additional route stations during the marathon that happens in November. We helped during COVID in town hall, the outdoor town meetings. So we're just an extra group of people that are ready to jump up and volunteer and help when needed.
And typically, I know you're looking for a few more people to get involved now, and there's going to be some training sessions. What type of person are you looking for, or is it more than one type?
There's no really specific type of person we're looking for, just someone that really, if we had to make it simple, it's just somebody that believes that they have their act together, that they could leave their home for several hours during a snow event or a power outage event to come help out at one of our centers, or potentially even spend a shift at a regional shelter overnight. So we're not looking for any particular occupations or ages or even physical abilities. You know, we'll train them to the level that we need to use them. As you mentioned, we've got an upcoming training session, four nights training sessions. We'll train them to what we need them, and then we'll do just-in-time training if necessary for some of the other events we're called out for.
Now, these training sessions that are coming up, that the person, anybody who volunteers to do this has to go to the four training sessions. And this is open not just to Norwell residents, though.
Yeah, this one of the exciting things we did last year is it's so hard to get a large enough group to make it feel great to train that we get together with five neighboring towns, Cohasset, Hanover, Hingham, Rockland, and Scituate, and we decided that we would do our training together and as a group. So that way, if each town only has two or three volunteers per cycle, we still have a nice room full at 18 to 24, and it also helps spread the load. For example, this fall's training, we're gonna be spreading it between Norwell, Scituate location, and a Hanover location. So it spreads the hosting load, and it also exposes the new trainees to the various different towns, their chiefs, their emergency operations centers, and things.
So it looks like Tuesday and Thursdays, October 17th, 19th, 24th, and 26th from 6 to 10 p.m.
Correct.
And they're still doing the locations.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. So each one of those is 4 hours. You learn a lot of good stuff. And then during the year, if there's not an emergency where you need them, is there any kind of a refresher during the regular year that you just get together as well?
Yeah, each town does things kind of differently. What we try to do in Norwell is to get together three or four times a year, you could almost say quarterly, kind of review what's going on, mm-hmm. update some training. You know, we just had a meeting last night to say hello to everybody, welcome some new members from the spring. We'll be getting together later this fall to renew our CPR skills, and so we just try to keep the group together.
And if somebody has questions or they think I want to sign up for this, how can they contact you? Because it's, I know that they can go to check out their town websites and look at the emergency management, but if they've got a specific question, they just want an easy email, remember, how can they do that?
Yeah, if anybody wants to get contact with a CERT in general question, or from the six towns, Cohasset, mm-hmm. Hanover, Hingham, Norwell, Scituate, Rockland, about the training we're doing this month, the easiest way to do is just get in touch with me, Art Joseph, at norwellcert@gmail.com, and I'll be able to answer and refer them to their town.
You know, it seems to me like after you get trained and then you're on standby if you need them, it seems like it's not that big a commitment of time for people, but what they do can make all the difference. I know when we were talking a little bit off air, I remember covering during COVID, which seem to just drag on. But Norwell, I remember how organized the vaccinations were. And a lot of that was because the CERT members were able to help. Tell our listeners.
Yeah, the drive-through vaccination clinics that Norwell did, CERT team, we had almost 100% turnout. We had people's employers were giving them the day off to come help because they realized the importance of it. And we ran them in the Norwell Center at the fire station. The CERT team members handled the apron out front welcoming and bringing the cars in. We helped with checking people in. We helped the drive through the building, and then we watched the parking lot. As you remember, you'd have to wait 15 or 30 minutes before you could drive off. And that allowed the police that were on detail to handle the actual street traffic and the firefighters that were there on detail to work with the VNA in the building giving the shots. So we really made that thing run smoothly.
Now, as a member of the local CERT team, what is the biggest satisfaction that you take away from being part of it?
The biggest satisfaction I take away, just knowing that I've got a group of people that are willing to come out and help their neighbors, whether we're actually fully used or not, but just that they were there. You know, CERT to me is when I started working at the gas station when I was 9, is all the guys driving around in their pickup trucks with the little civil defense hats still hanging in the mm-hmm. back of the trucks mm-hmm. from the 60s. So this is just our generation's opportunity to do what past generations have done.
That's terrific. And one more time, what's your email where people can get more yep. information?
Norwell CERT, no spaces, no punctuation.
C-E-R-T.
C-E-R-T, norwellcert@gmail.com.
We're going to pop this interview up online, too, and remind people as we get a little bit closer to the date, too, a nudge. This sounds like a wonderful community event and a way to make a big difference.
Yep, and again, it's open to Cohasset, Hanover, Hingham, Norwell, Rockland, or Scituate residents. Just get in touch, and you'll have a great time. You'll learn stuff that you can bring to your own home and help you in an emergency.
Oh, it's a great thing, and it's a wonderful message you've got here for our listeners. And that's Art Joseph Jr. from Joseph's Garage right in Norwell. Check it out, Norwell CERT, C-E-R-T, @gmail.com.